Welcome to another edition of Leonard Legal Buzz from the law firm of Leonard Street & Dinard. We do it without even thinking about it. Quickly typing a keyword search term into an internet search engine like Google or Yahoo in order to find a website to make a purchase or learn more about a product or service. Because of the investment that businesses make in advertising and customer goodwill, chances are high that a keyword search term is a well-known trademark or brand. So when a company buys its competitor's trademark as a keyword search term, it's no wonder the trademark owner cries foul. Joining me to discuss keyword advertising is Rita O'Keefe. Rita is an attorney in Leonard Street & Dinard's Intellectual Property and Information Technology Practice Groups. She focuses on copyright, trademark, trade secret, and internet-related matters. She has extensive courtroom and trial experience and has tried cases to verdict on behalf of the firm's clients. Rita was a senior trial attorney with the District Attorney's Office in Brooklyn, New York, where she tried homicides and other major felony cases. Welcome, Rita. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
First off, what is keyword advertising?
Well, keyword advertising is a billion-dollar business for internet search engines. This is how it works. A consumer goes to, say, Google and decides that they want some information or they want to purchase a product. So they enter a search term into Google's search engine. Let's say you want to buy an iPod. So you go to Google and you enter iPod into the Google search engine and you push search and you get a page of results. Well, you're going to get two types of results. You're going to get what's called sponsored links. And they're at the top of the page and they run along the side of the page. So they're really the most prominent thing that you see. So you've searched for iPod. And when you look at the sponsored links, you may see a sponsored link that says Acme MP3 players. You may see a link that says, buy an iPod here. All of those sponsored links are links that appear by virtue of the fact that somebody has bought iPod as a keyword search term.
Some people may naturally assume that because it's at the top of the page, that's part of the organic results rather than a sponsored link. They may not be paying that close attention.
Oh, absolutely. There are some people out there that have no idea that the sponsored links are advertising. And as a matter of fact, there was a survey that they did about 2 or 3 years ago that showed that about 66% of people in the United States had no idea that those were ads. Now, I think that's going to change over the years as people become more accustomed to using internet search engines and become more internet savvy. However, people are still distracted when they're using the internet. This is not something that people may be paying a huge amount of attention to. So even though they may realize at a certain level in their mind that there are advertisements on the search page, they may not think about that when they're clicking on a link and going to a website. The other thing is that people may naturally assume, well, you know, I'm sure that the trademark owner is the person who is sponsoring this ad, it's the ad of the trademark owner.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's going to take me to the trademark owner's website. And that's often not the case. So you may click on the sponsored link for Acme MP3. And when you get to that site, you may find that the Acme MP3 site doesn't sell iPods. It sells Acme MP3s. And you may say to yourself, hey, you know what? Maybe I'll buy one of these Acme MP3s. So Acme is getting an opportunity to make a sale by virtue of the fact that they bought Apple's trademark iPod as a keyword search term. Now, it's Apple who's put all the time and money and investment into building up the iPod trademark, and it's Acme MP3s which is benefiting from that. That's why trademark holders don't like keyword advertising.
Are there certain types of companies or industries that should be most concerned about this?
Any company that builds relationships with customers or potential customers or sells their services or products online needs to be concerned about keyword advertising. So, for example, it's become very common for people to search for homes online. So the real estate industry obviously is concerned about trademark issues on the internet. The travel sector, People book flights online. They get their hotel rooms online. They rent cars online. That's another sector in which people should be concerned about how their trademark is being used on the internet.
I understand there are a number of unresolved legal issues.
There's a threshold issue in trademark cases, which is called use in commerce. And in order to be susceptible of being trademark infringement, the court must decide as a threshold issue whether or not the use of the trademark is use in commerce. There is a trademark case that is going to the Second Circuit Court of Appeals involving keyword advertising, and one of the issues presented is whether or not keyword advertising is a use in commerce. Now, the Second Circuit is somewhat influential in trademark law, so it's very possible that when it comes down with the decision as to whether keyword advertising is a use in commerce, that other courts may follow its lead. But that's not the only issue that's unresolved. Consumer confusion is the ultimate issue that needs to be decided in a trademark infringement case. Now, some courts have suggested that there's a distinction between sponsored links which contain the trademark in the text of the link and sponsored links which do not contain the trademark in the text of the link. Some courts have suggested that if someone purchases a trademark as a search term from a search engine but does not put it in the text of the sponsored link, that that may not be confusing and therefore may not constitute trademark infringement.
So the bottom line now for businesses, business owners, what should they be doing?
Well, business owners need to know what their marketing and advertising department is doing on the internet. For example, we had a client whose trademark was being purchased by a major retailer as a keyword search term. And we wrote a letter to the major retailer on behalf of our client, and we asked them to stop purchasing our trademark. And we got a very apologetic letter back from them in response saying, gee, sorry, we didn't even know that our advertising and marketing department was doing that. So it behooves people in the legal department to know what's going on the advertising and marketing end.
And if a business winds up in the situation where a competitor has purchased their trademark as a keyword search term, what sort of recourse do they have?
Well, businesses need to know how important the internet is to their bottom line. They need to know whether or not it drives sales, how much sales it drives. They need to know whether or not it's an important component of building relationships with customers and potential customers. They need to know whether or not a competitor purchasing their trademark as a keyword search term is going to eat their lunch. And once they know what's at stake, then they can make a decision about how to proceed.
Well, you've certainly given our listeners a lot to consider, Rita. Thanks very much for your time. And thank you to our listeners for joining us. If you'd like to learn more, we invite you to contact us at 612-335-1500 or visit us online at www.leonard.com. Leonard Street & Dinard is among Minnesota's largest law firms, with offices in Minneapolis, St. Cloud, and Mankato, Minnesota, and in Washington, D.C. From its regional base, Leonard Street & Dinard serves clients throughout the United States and internationally. The firm employs nearly 200 attorneys in more than 40 practice areas, and since its founding in 1922, has helped generations of clients achieve their business objectives through astute legal advice complemented by good common sense. To learn more, visit Leonard Street & Dinard's website at www.leonard.com. This podcast is provided by the law firm of Leonard Street & Dinard as a service to clients and the general public. The information contained in this recording is neither designed nor intended to be relied upon as specific legal advice to any individual or organization. Listeners should always consult with their attorney about specific legal matters.